USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The Alex Murdaugh double murder trial, now in the hands of the jury. Judge Clifton Newman addressed the jurors before their deliberation began.
It is your duty to determine the effect, the value, and the weight of the evidence presented during this trial.
The once wealthy, high-profile South Carolina lawyer is accused of murdering his wife Maggie and his son Paul in 2021. The prosecution claims Murdaugh was about to be exposed for stealing millions from his clients and committed the murders to gain sympathy. About 50 million Americans are bracing for severe weather in parts of the South. Forecasters warning of 80-mile-an-hour wind gusts, isolated tornadoes, and baseball-sized hail in parts of Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas. The royal rift continues, this time with an eviction notice.
Prince Harry and his wife Meghan have been asked to vacate their residence in Britain. Frogmore Cottage, on the grounds of Windsor Castle, was going to be their permanent home until they gave up royal duties and moved to California. According to the Sun newspaper, King Charles III started the eviction process on January 11th. Coincidentally, that's the day after Harry's book Spare was published. In the book, Harry disclosed many royal secrets and private conversations between him, his brother Prince William, and their father, who's now the king. I'm John Schaefer.
Columbia University dropping the SAT or ACT score requirements for undergraduate admission. It's now becoming the first Ivy League school to become what's known as test optional, originally introducing the plan during the COVID pandemic. It's now permanent. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 343 points to 33,005. The S&P 500 rose 30 to 3,981. The NASDAQ climbed 83 points to 11,462. This is USA News.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son, and he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's, like, amazing. My family is so surprised.
Elon Musk is calling for the government to regulate artificial intelligence. The Tesla CEO gave a three-hour presentation yesterday to investors at the Tesla's factory in Austin, Texas. Musk warned that AI is quite dangerous technology and said regulatory authority might be needed to make sure it's operating in the public interest. Gas prices are up slightly. AAA reports the national average price for regular is up 2 cents today to $3.37 a gallon. Lowest price gas is in Texas, where the statewide average is $2.93 a gallon. Another police officer has been killed in the line of duty.
According to authorities, the officer was responding to a domestic call involving a woman being chased by someone with a gun. Police said when they got there, the suspect fled and later exchanged gunfire with officers at a close range.
Unfortunately, we're delivering the very tragic news that one of our on-duty Chicago police officer has been fatally shot.
The officer who died was struck multiple times. The suspect was shot and is in critical condition. I'm Victoria Idoni.
SpaceX's Crew 6 mission is finally off the ground. On board are two NASA astronauts, a Russian cosmonaut, and the first long-duration astronaut for the United Arab Emirates. They're all heading to the International Space Station. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.